Up right now from the Pepsi of Central Virginia studios, it's Live and Local on 92.3 WXRKLP Charlottesville. The show where area musicians come to talk and play. Supported by listeners like you and Crutchfield Electronics. 29 North at Gardens Boulevard in Charlottesville and at crutchfield.com. Now, here's your host, Eric Law.
It's the first Sunday of the month, and you know what that means. Another episode of Live and Local here in the Rock Hit Studio, and you get to experience it with Skyrocket Down. Thank you guys for coming out, playing some music.
Thanks for having us.
Yeah.
Always awesome. I'm really excited to see what y'all have been working on. Second time on the show. You guys are veterans of the Rock Hits Battle of the Bands as well.
Yep, played in two of them.
Yeah, we'll be looking forward to a third one in the near future. We'll talk about that after the show.
All right. Sounds good. We'll definitely be there.
But yeah, just to get an idea of what you guys, you know, generally bring to the table in regards of music for people who haven't heard you before. How would you describe your style, and you know, what are some influences you guys like?
I would probably describe us as alternative rock. That's probably the most common term that we use. We're big into a lot of different types of music. Me specifically, I like mixing everything from rock to metal to even pop. I think at our core we share a love for rock music, but each one of us kind of has our own like subgenres of rock that we favor.
Yeah, I would say Dave favors more grungy type rock, and I favor that some too, and some of the, you know, Southern rock, classic rock, and even new rock, basically. You know, I like it all that, but I've had a past of other stuff too, but that's what I listen to mainly now, and try to put that into the stuff that we record and do.
Well, you can definitely hear that influence with a lot of the music that I've heard from you guys before. Working on new music, I know that, you know, the pandemic gave us a lot of time to think about things and write some things. Y'all been working on some new material recently?
Yeah, that's mainly what we've been doing for the past year. We haven't really played any shows. We're hoping later this year to start playing some shows. We've been focusing mainly on writing. We're actually writing, hopefully, a whole new album. I'd say we're about halfway there.
Nice. That'd be nice. I'd love to go back in the studio and put it down and have something for y'all to play on the radio new of us as well.
Hey, we would love to have it. Is there anywhere you guys had in mind? I know it might be getting ahead of ourselves, but when you go to record, anywhere in particular?
No, not really. We have worked with Mark Graham. Graham.
Nice.
The past few times that we recorded, but we don't really have anywhere in mind yet as far as where we go. Maybe back to him, maybe somewhere new. We're not sure.
All right. All of you people with studios out there listening, keep that in mind. Hint, hint. Before we get into some music, realize didn't introduce everybody that's in the band. If you guys want to go around, just introduce yourselves before we get into some music, a little kindergarten style.
Yeah, I'm Dave Kerr. I'm the singer and the guitarist.
He's also mostly the songwriter. He comes up with all the lyrics. He does mainly the riffs all the time. My name is Alan Harlan. I'm the drummer and been in the band. I ain't been in the band as long as they have. They were originals, but I come in probably, what, 5-6 years ago when they lost the drummer. Been loving it.
I'm Eric, and I play guitar.
I'm Sarah Lorenzo. I'm the bassist and the backup vocals.
Well, now that everybody's been introduced, you guys want to break out maybe some new music for us?
Sure.
All right, what you have in mind?
This first one is Rodent.
Oh, dirty. All right, let's check it out. It's Skyrocket Down with Rodent on Rock Hits 92.3, Live and Local.
Come undone, just like you will.
All right. Kind of upbeat, little grungy. Not as dirty as I was expecting.
No, yeah.
Well, writing on that one, was there anything in particular that really influenced that track?
No, that one kind of came spontaneously. A lot of our writing happens kind of on the fly. When we're practicing, we'll just start messing around and we just kind of get in a rhythm. This one specifically, we had some people over. We were entertaining them, you know, playing music, and just kind of the opening riff just kind of came out. It was really catchy. We really liked it. We just kind of built onto it from there. Yeah, it came together pretty quickly.
Yeah, usually Dave can, you know, do that and then show Sarah what bass line he wants her to play and what Eric to play, and then I come in with the drums, and usually it sometimes happens fast, just like one take, but we all know each other's cues, we all know each other's body language, so we know once we get started about where the song is going to go. It doesn't always happen that way, but this one come together real good.
Well, if you're just joining us, I'm Eric Law, hanging out with Skyrocket Down. I've got Dave, Alan, and Sarah in the studio playing some music for us and talking about how they're writing some new music, and just heard Rodent. That was really cool. Is there another one you guys might want to play while we've got the gear set up?
Yeah, this is another new one that we wrote not too long ago. It's called I'm Not Okay.
No relation to the My Chemical Romance song?
No, not even close.
Well, let's check out how different it sounds. It's Skyrocket Down with I'm Not Okay on Rock Hits 92.3, live and local. We'll be right back. pretty cool sound on that one, like that kind of shine effect to it. Yeah, just cool stuff. And if you're just tuning in, that's Skyrocket Down with I'm Not Okay. I'm Eric Law. You're listening to Live and Local here on Rock Hits. And writing that one, was there anything, you know, similar style for writing? Or
that one was kind of, I don't know, I was kind of feeling Soundgarden when I wrote that. I really liked the chorusy effect to it. I wanted to make something that had a really like melodic, just pretty sound to it in the opening, and then get heavy into the chorus.
I can really appreciate the sound tone that you guys have. I lugged a whole Marshall in here. Speaking of that, though, just going through some of the gear, I mean, you got the Marshall stack. What else are you working with for the pedal effects?
I use a metal zone for my distortion, and I have a chorus pedal. I'm pretty simple. I don't really veer from that too much.
Eric, you rocking with anything out there?
A Marshall stack, a chorus, a phaser, a tuner, and an 805 Seymour Duncan overdrive most of the time. So.
Any pickups?
Just those pickups, humbuckers that came in the guitar pretty much.
Nice. Well, it sounds good. That's cool. Well, before we get to a break, you guys want to maybe play one more for us?
Sure. This is one of our slower songs, probably one of our older ones as well. It's called Box in the Back.
All right. Box in the Back, Skyrocket Down on Rock Hits 92.3, Live and Local.
Okay.
We'll be right back. All right, another good one. You're listening to Rock Hits 92.3 Live and Local. I'm Eric Law with Skyrocket Down. We're going to take a short break, but don't miss out. They've got some more live tunes coming up for us, so keep it here.
You're listening to Live and Local, supported by Crutchfield Electronics, 29 North at Gardens Boulevard in Charlottesville, and at crutchfield.com. Back with more after these on Rock Hits 92.3.
For years, we've been telling you that Telegraph Art and Comics is your portal to the world of comics and graphic novels in Charlottesville. Now Telegraph has a new name. It's Hello Comics. You'll still find the same staff, management, and inventory at both locations. 211 West Main on the downtown mall and in Seminole Square Shopping Center on 29 North. Now with a new name. Telegraph Art and Comics is now Hello Comics. Still with the same posters, games, action figures, toys, and new comics every Wednesday. Hello Comics supports Rock Hits 92.3.
Program support today is coming from Minerals and Mystics, where you can become a rock star. At Minerals and Mystics, you'll find genuine, unique gemstones set in sterling silver. Their hand-selected minerals are from all around the world, including Larimar, amber, and more. You can find your zen with all-natural herbal incense and handmade candles and soaps. Minerals and Mystics is open 7 days a week in the Seminole Square Shopping Center and online at mineralsandmystics.com.
Welcome back. You're listening to Live and Local. Merrick Law hanging out with Skyrocket Down. Got Dave, Alan, Eric, and Sarah chilling in the studio. A lot of big equipment, some big amplifiers out there, and some big sound, which I'm digging. It sounds pretty good so far. I know we talked about influences earlier, just to kind of get off topic for just a little bit. I'm curious, what was everybody's first concert that you guys went to?
Honestly, I think my first concert was Local H.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. I've seen him like 7 times now.
Oh, dude. That's wild.
I'd say Avenged Sevenfold.
All right.
Queens of the Stone Age and Red Hot Chili Peppers.
Mine was the Beach Boys at Virginia Beach.
Oh, man. That's a pretty eclectic group of answers. I really like
that. I think that is a pretty good metaphor for our musical mixture. You know, that right there tells you the broad range that our band is all those different types of influences.
I tell you what, if there was a playlist with all of those on that all at once, I feel like people would like the variety.
Yeah.
You know, it's a good mix.
Yeah, yeah. I love the Beach Boys. I love Avenged Sevenfold, all of them.
Now, if they went on tour with each other, that'd be a whole other thing.
Right.
People would be like, what is going on? That said, you guys got some more music you might want to play for us to show us that bit of style?
Yeah, this one is this one's another new one that we have. It's called One More Day.
All right, let's see how it goes. Let's Skyrocket Down with One More Day on Rock Hits 92.3 Live and Local. We'll be right back.
What can I say? One more day, one more day. One more day, what can I say? One more day, what can I say? One more day, one more day.
It's Skyrocket Down with One More Day here on Rock Hits 92.3 Live and Local. Another good one from the band. Can definitely hear big mix of style. That 90s influence definitely comes through.
Yeah, that one's probably one of our popular ones. But yeah, we love to go all over the scale from, like I said, from playing something that's poppy to something that's hard and something that hits heavy, something that hits soft, and everything in between.
Got to give them the highs and the lows, right?
Yeah.
I listen to just about everything, not just only rock, but I listen to, you know, country, pop stuff, old stuff, 70s, 80s. I listen to it all, and it comes out in my playing a lot. And that's one song it probably does a lot in.
I've got a soft spot for a lot of 70s music. What are some 70s bands you really dig?
Of course, Skynyrd.
Yeah.
And, I mean, Molly Hatchet. Boston. Yeah. I'm a huge Boston fan. I like Boston, so any type of that area.
MC5. I guess that's more 60s, 70s, early 70s. So.
It works. Yeah. It works. All right. Influences aside, kind of circling back to live music. I know we had mentioned earlier in the show y'all had played the Battle of the Bands. Are there any venues that you've liked to play at most?
I know there's a couple that we played at before. I'm not even sure if they're still around. I know one changes a lot. What was the Kingdom? It used to be in Richmond. What'd that turn into?
I don't know. It used to be Alley Cats.
Yeah. I think that was the best we ever sounded live. they mixed us. It was incredible. But
the place we played the Battle of Bands down here, what was it, Art Park or?
Oh, yeah.
That was good. And then the old ante room. I mean, yeah. I thought the sound was good in there as well before they tore that down and got moved. When World of Beers was in, we played outside there. Sound wasn't as good outside because we didn't have a real good sound, man. But we still played there and it had a good time at it as well.
Yeah, Terry used to do an excellent job at the ante room. I mean, the bass, you could feel that bass, but you could hear everything so clear anytime you played a show there. All those highs and mids would come right through.
Decipher Brewing. Played there.
Yeah, that's right. We did play Decipher once, and that was a fun time as well. I mean, I'd love to. I don't know about these guys, but I'd love to play the Southern or somewhere like that. You know, it'd be nice to play there, or hell, anywhere for that matter.
Yeah, I don't think we ever really had bad experience playing anywhere. It's always been fun, but like I said, the Kingdom, it just that really stood out to me as far as, I mean, it just sounded really amazing.
I wasn't there for that. I was a previous drummer.
Previous drummer, new drummer, you got some new music that's got the new drummer included?
This one is actually one of our heaviest songs that we're going to play tonight, and it's called Damn You Want It.
Damn, you want it?
Mm-hmm. Or you want it.
Or you want it?
Whichever way you want to go with it.
All right. I think, hold on, let me check with the producers. We can say damn, right? Okay. All right. Yeah, it's Skyrocket Down with Damn You Want It on Rock Hits 92.3 Live and Local.
Damn You Want It.
Right, Dave, you're definitely right. That is one of the heavier ones. That's Damn You Want It on Rock Hits 92.3 Live and Local with Skyrocket Down. If you're just joining us, I'm Eric Law, hanging out with Dave, Alan, Eric, and Sarah of Skyrocket Down. And I want to take a moment to thank you guys again for coming. That equipment is not light, so I really appreciate it. No, it's not easy.
Yeah, like you said, if we had wheels, it'd be a lot easier.
Yeah.
I mean, it was a good time, and we love playing for y'all, so... Anytime.
Well, if we get you on Battle of the Bands, I'll bring a couple casters or a cart. We'll make sure that we've got a dolly there for all the bands, because I've hurt my back before carrying some stuff.
Just a couple dudes to help carry things would be fine.
Hey.
Some roadies just to be there to help everybody would be cool. But, so, I mean, we can do it without it. Don't matter.
If you're listening to the show and you want to volunteer for our Battle of the Bands to be one of the roadies, shoot us a message on the Rock Hits Facebook page. We might take you up on it. We'll see. But, yeah, roadies aside, got time for a little bit more music. Is there another one you might want to play?
Yeah, we got another one. This one is an older song. It's called Spirit.
All right. It's Skyrocket Down with Spirit on Rock Hits 92.3, live and local.
Down in a while, see the sound, know you're around.
It's Skyrocket down with one of their older tunes. It's Spirit on Rockets 92.3 Live and Local. You want to talk about that one a little bit before we get to the next chapter?
Yeah, like I said, that's an older one, but when we had time to do an extra song, that's one that I wanted to do because that's one I really like. It's kind of a breakup song, but I always liked the melody of it, and I always kind of, it was different to me, it's, you know, so I felt like that was a good one to play.
I believe it was probably one of the first ones that you wrote that I was the one drumming on it, not somebody else. It was one of the first ones I think we wrote with me, I believe, if I remember back that far.
Well, next chapter was a good segue indeed. All right. Well, speaking of segues, we're going to have some catalog tracks from the band from Skyrocket Down in just a bit after a short little break. So appreciate you hanging out with us, but we'll be right back.
You're listening to Live and Local, supported by Crutchfield Electronics, 29 North at Gardens Boulevard in Charlottesville and at crutchfield.com. Back with more after these on Rock Hits 92.3.
Support for Rock Hits 92.3's programming today is from Plan 9 Music, your headquarters for vinyl, as well as CDs, DVDs, and cassettes. At Plan 9, you can find out how much your old music and movies are worth in cash or store trade every day. They also make offers on audio gear, especially turntables, and vintage merch. Plan 9 is in the Seminole Square Shopping Center, Charlottesville, in Carytown, Richmond, and at plan9music.com, where you'll always find current release info and reviews.
Support for the station today is from Rapture Restaurant, serving playful southern cuisine made with locally sourced ingredients, along with approachable cocktails and local and craft brews. Also at Rapture, you'll find 6 Brunswick pool tables, live music every Tuesday, and karaoke every Wednesday. Rapture is at 303 East Main Street on the downtown mall, and Rapture is available for your private event. You can learn more at rapturerestaurant.com.
Welcome back. Hanging out with Skyrocket Down in the studio. Appreciate you guys playing some live tunes, getting to the portion of the show where we dive into some catalog tracks. Are there any tunes that you'd want to play for the audience while we've got you?
Yeah, we'd love for you to play Last to Wait.
Well, get ready, guys. It's Last to Wait with Skyrocket Down on Rock Hits 92.3 Live and Local.
Can't understand why you went away.
It's Skyrocket Down with Last Wait on Rock Hits 92.3, live and local from their album
39th and Never.
Oh, yeah, that's right. You guys had a story about that one the last time we had you in. People can check that one on the podcast on the Rock Hits website. And if you're listening, go ahead and give it a listen after this one. You got another catalog track you might want to break out?
Yeah, we really like the song that we have called Beverly. So we'd love for you to play that one.
That's another good one. It's Skyrocket Down with Beverly on Rock Hits 92.3, live and local. We'll be right back. Skyrocket Down with Beverly on Rock Hits 92.3. You're listening to Live and Local and getting to the part of the show where we shine the local spotlight on some of your local favorites. Is there a band you might want to give a little love to, give them some airtime?
Yeah, the Breakers. I used to see him all the time where I used to work at, the lead guitar player for that band, Vince. He's a good, cool dude, and I'd love to show them some love.
Had guitar class with Vince when I was a kid. He showed us all up.
I bet.
You can see why. Mm-hmm. All right. Breakers with Domino on Rock Hits 92.3, Live and Local.
Thank you.
That's Breakers with Domino on Rock Hits 92.3. This is going to be the end of another episode of Live and Local. But before we kind of wrap up here, where can people find your music? How can they support you and, you know, maybe make you a few bucks or show you a little love?
Yeah, we're on Bandcamp and Reverb Nation. Just search us under Skyrocket Down. And we're also on Facebook as well if you want to check us out on there.
So you can find us on YouTube. We have iTunes, Apple Music, Spotify. You can also find sound clips for your TikTok videos and your Snapchat videos. So just Google us and we'll appear.
All right, Skyrocket Down on the TikTok. You guys are officially younger than I am. All right. Well, I appreciate y'all tuning in for another episode of Live and Local. We're going to wrap things up here. You can tune in next month for an episode with the Mums. They'll be here in the studio. I'm Eric Law heading out, but don't go away. Mark the Shark's got Search and Destroy in just a little bit. You can open up the pit for some ska, punk rock, little hard rock, but hey, he'll keep it lively for you.
You've been listening to Live and Local with Eric Law, brought to you by Crutchfield, 29 North at Gardens Boulevard in Charlottesville and at crutchfield.com. If your band would like to appear on the show, contact us through the link at 923xrk.org or on our Facebook page.